The next application in the final application under public hearings is 11,775. David and Melanie O'Donnell seek variances from the front yard and rear yard setback sections 115-25C, 115-185F, and 115-182B of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance Code. The property is located on the northwest corner of South Bayshore Drive and Jackson Avenue. The 911 address is 507 South Bayshore Drive in Milton. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 235, map 4.17, parcel 71. Specifically, they're requesting a 8.8-foot variance from the rear, a 0.7-foot variance from the rear, a 12-foot variance from the front, a 5.4-foot variance from the front, and a 4-foot variance from the front. Received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and 3 mail returns. Thank you.
Would you give us your name, please, for the record?
David L. O'Donnell, 1517 Lorraine Road, Reading, Pennsylvania.
Okay. Do you swear or affirm that the information you'd like to give would be true and correct?
I do.
Yes, and are you and me a witness also?
Yes, sir.
Your name, please?
Robert A. Jones. Mm-hmm. 505 Oak Lane, Dover, Delaware.
Okay, do you swear or affirm the information you will give this evening will be true and correct?
I do.
Thank you.
And good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board your request, please?
I certainly would love to. Thank you. My name is David O'Donnell, and my wife Melanie and I, we purchased a little beach bungalow on Broadkill Beach, Friday, January 22nd. Does anyone remember what happened on Friday, January 22nd, 2016?
We bought a place.
We bought a place, yeah. But no, Jonas. The storm Jonas came through and ripped about half the shingles from the roof.
Where are you from? Reading?
Reading, Pennsylvania.
Well, we're just used to this down here.
I'm not used to this kind of wind.
Yeah, right.
But seriously, when we purchased the home, we did know that there were two substantial problems with the home. One was it still had an old cesspool system and needed to be upgraded pronto. And the roof was in bad shape. So we had a survey prepared in order to design the septic system. And as you can see, the property is very small, 50 by 100. It's 5,000 square feet with literally a bungalow, 625 square foot home. According to neighbors, I can't attest to this, but according to neighbors, it was a blighted property. It had been vacant for a number of years. When Robert and Kathy Young from Wilmington purchased the property, I believe the year to be 2010, and you can see that Kathy Young is an adjacent property owner at 505 South Bayshore Drive. She and her husband, it was a family home at 505. She and her husband purchased 507 and restored it. I think their purpose was to flip it. So when I saw this drawing through the realtor, Russell Stuckey, we queried the Youngs about these property setback issues. And was the rehabilitation of this home done to code? And his reply was, yes, everything was done to code with permits, with approvals. I have no lesson I learned from you, sir, was I didn't get a copy of his building inspections, etc. I do see an electric tag inside the box. But as for all the other building permits that he had, I should have, when I purchased the home, should have probably asked for a copy of them. So as for the rear setback issues with the shed, I can't honestly tell you if that shed had a A variance or not? I assume not, after listening to this evening's discussion. And I think this is my contractor, Robert Jones, from Brightside Construction up in Dover. My guess is that there may not have been a variance for that. That's why Rusty from the office requested that we put that onto the same application. So everything that you see on this property was existing at the time I purchased it, January 29. The reason for this survey, which was done by Cotton Engineer, was because a very small property with the setbacks, etc., we had to design a septic system. The cesspool that was there was quite honestly disgusting. So I have now completed that septic system installation. It's one of the new modern peat moss systems. And it is installed just in on the property side of where you see the brick pavers near the shed. And because of the size of the lot, there was no place to put the peat tanks except in the front. So the septic tank and the dosing tank are right in front of the shed, and then they go along the side of the house towards the 505 Bayshore Drive, and the peat tanks are up on the front. So that was the purpose of this drawing. Today, we're in front of you asking for a 4-foot setback variance from the front yard in order to add a front porch to this little bungalow. And obviously it's a 625 square foot home. It's only my wife and I, but we love it, but it would be really nice to have some improvement to the aesthetics of the front of this home. We contemplated putting a deck on, but honestly, a covered porch, open porch with rails, very aesthetically nice, I think would be a benefit to this home. It does not violate any neighboring properties. There's no impact on visibility. It is a ground level property. We had considered raising it, but the home itself hasn't had any flooding, and it was built in 56 or 8, I forget. To the best of everyone's knowledge, including the elderly neighbors, there's been no flooding of the property. So we're asking for, I guess, a post facto variance on all of the shed issues. But today, the main reason that we're here is asking for a 4-foot variance to permit a 7-foot wide porch, covered porch, nice columns, nice railings. So that's the purpose.
Sir.
Like Robert Jones, do you want to ask questions first?
Or? I have any questions. You first.
Okay.
Is there any questions? Mr. Mills.
Yes, sir.
It appears that the home of Kathy Young on the adjacent property is on your property as well.
Surprise, surprise.
So that, I assume that there was tended it, there, to push.
There was a last minute easement prepared for that prior to sale of the home.
So that probably pushed, first off, I guess the only proposed variance you're requesting is the porch. All the other things are existing, is that correct?
That's correct.
So in regard to those other, at least on the Jackson Drive side of the property, that house pushing into your property probably pushed your house towards the setback. And, okay. The shed, is it on a foundation or pad?
No, it's skids.
Skids, okay. But the difficulty would, in moving it forward to meet the setback would be because of the septic?
Septic system is right there now.
And
by the way, pardon me for interrupting, that was the only place that the engineer could get Denrec's approval to put the 1,000-gallon septic tank and then a 400 or 500-gallon dosing tank was in parallel with each other, right where that says that brick pavers are labeled on the drawing.
And a porch less than 7 feet in depth would be disproportionate to the house and not really a usable porch, is that correct?
Correct. Okay. I have 3 feet to the setback, but a 3-foot porch isn't worth my expenditure.
Okay. No other questions?
Okay, Mr. Hudson.
Just one to our secretary. What are the setbacks on the side yard towards Jackson Drive? We have two different surveys with two different variances.
That setback should be 15 feet as it's a corner property.
So he's looking for 5.4.
And the 12 foot, that's why those are larger than what is shown on the survey.
Okay.
Mr. Bird? You were given 5 questions to answer. Could you do that for us here now for the variance?
I think my contractor has those 5 questions.
Can you answer those questions?
Sir. Don't need to state my name again. Robert Jones, with Brightside Roofing and Siding. We're the contractor who is proposing the construction of the porch in question.
criteria for a variance, okay?
Yes, sir. The uniqueness of the property, first of all, I think you guys have already mentioned the neighboring property protruding into his property creates some uniqueness. It certainly limits the amount of space that he has within the property. The other uniqueness of it is the location. It is on a side street or on a corner lot, which would typically present us with a couple of different options with entrance to the home. A front porch is typically built to protect you from the elements entering and exiting the home, and if you have a corner lot, you can usually do that in 2 different locations. However, the setbacks on the side are eliminating that option completely. The front has the driveway, which obviously is a little bit more useful, creating that front entry, front entryway. The problem is the 3-foot setback, the 3-foot of space that is left as a result of the existing setback. 3-foot space wouldn't allow us to construct anything that would meet code requirements, being as though there would be some kind of rail that would protrude, come into that 3-foot, not giving us the appropriate 36-inch walkable platform. So those are some of the... I'm sorry?
Cannot otherwise be developed.
Yeah, I kind of just answered that too, exactly that. We couldn't go we couldn't build at the 3-foot allotment that is currently there because it would not meet code requirements as far as the platform goes at the base of the landing or the actual walkable surface.
Number 3, not created by the applicant?
Correct. So not created by the applicant. I think the existing variance needs here are a suggestion of that. We have 4 other variants that are needed by structures that were there prior to Mr. O'Donnell purchasing the home, which also touches on some of the other topics that were discussed tonight. And in my line of work, I see this all too often where a homeowner isn't aware. And I know that, you know, ignorance is not a reason to or a right to do something. However, it does create the need to know and the lack of knowledge to make these informed decisions based off of where a certain things can go. Looking at a survey, you and I will pick up things quite quickly on what is allowed and what isn't. However, a typical homeowner is going to see, you know, some drawings and some lines and where can they design their backyard?
will not alter the central character of the neighborhood?
Absolutely not. I think, if anything, this is really going to contribute to the charm there in the neighborhood. And again, you know, not saying that any of the neighbors that are currently outside of the restrictions are setting a precedent, there are a good bit of properties that are already protruding that far towards the road, which again is just a contribution to the charm and the character of the neighborhood. This will not protrude past them in any way.
And this is the minimum variance?
Indeed, yes. We actually had originally discussed a 10-foot porch protruding from the home at the width, and of course with a 625-square-foot home, we want all the walkable space we can get. After learning the variance and the need for a variance, Mr. O'Donnell did bring it back into 7-foot. And again, the reason for that is if you look at the design of the porch, there are some pretty big posts on the outside, so the actual walkable space on the inside of the porch will only be 6-foot, which will allow for a chair and some walkable space in front of those chairs, nothing more.
All right, thank you.
Mr. Burton?
No question.
Okay. Are there any further questions? Hearing none? Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone in here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11775. The applicant has addressed the criteria for granting a variance and done a good job. Of course, the property is unique in size with a 50-foot frontage. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use, I believe, of the property, so stated. And the exceptional practical difficulty with the other variances that are needed are not created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. That's the statement made there. And the requested variance is a minimum that will afford relief, and you've told us that will not.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11775. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11775 is approved.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, gentlemen.